less and less gopis stand there. Inside that tree, Krishna told, now it is night, full moon. The rays of moon, very madhu, and they are bathing trees and creepers in his very snigdha moonlight. It seems that Chandra is Nayak, lover, and night is Naika. Naika means beloved. And moon by his rays, rays in hand. Rays are hand. By his rays, by hand, moon has taken a red color of his kumkum. You know kumkum? And if a lover gives that color to the face, mouth of beloved, as if Chandra is giving his beloved is Purvadisha. Purvadisha means Purvadisha means Purva means eastern side. His beloved is Purvadisha, Chandra. And by his raised hand, Chandra gives kumkum to the mouth of his priya, that is Purvadisha. That is by rising of Chandra, Purvadisha. Purvadisha means western side, becomes somewhat red or somewhat like gold. Vyas atva Sukadeva Goswami has decorated this scene in Naika Naika Bhav, beloved and beloved. Krishna has come in Chandravansa.
Yes.
So his
descendant
from Chandra. He thinks that he is my respected person in my khandan, in my generation. So Chandra is saying me that as I love Purvadisha, I'm giving a red color on the mouth of. In so manner, he should give kumkum to the gopis, and he should do ras, because I also do ras. These all stars are my beloved, and in the middle I live. In the middle, and Chandra, and all taras are beloved, and I am doing ras. We whole are dancing in the middle and
around.
All round are
stars.
All stars have a special name, and they all are my beloved. So you two don't fear. Example, so you should do that. No harm at all. These stars are wives of so many devatas. Devatas, you know?
Demigod.
So don't fear. So Krishna called them. But now he is telling under that tree, oh, you have come. Well, I do swagat to you. Swagat means?
Welcome.
I welcome you. Oh, you have come to see me because I am God. I am God of God. And I am very beautiful, so you have come to see me. You have seen me?
No.
Return to your home. Gopis are watching. What is the inner intention of Krishna? Why he is so cold? Telling so. They could not say anything. They are watching and hearing. Krishna told again, oh, why you are here? You should go to home and serve your husband. If a husband is lying, if the husband is
blind,
take a little, and serve your husband. If they are blind, if they are lame, if they are rogi, God, they are what? Leprosy. Anything. But you should certainly obey and serve your husband. If you are not doing, you are coming, leaving them, so you will not go to heaven. And you are doing sin, so you see, at once return. At last, Gopi broke their silence and told that, oh, you are my guru. Because you are giving so many precious and valuable upadesh,
instruction.
And today we have received the diksha from you, so you are certainly our guru. But in Shastra, it has told that first you should obey and serve your Gurudev, do archan first, and then to anyone, then to Krishna, Bhagavan and all others. Hello? So, we have right, Shastra has given right us to first obey and serve you because you are Guru. So, we are unconditionally. We are giving ourselves to your feet. Sarva dharmanu paritajyamam ekam saranam. Bhagavan has told you, you are Bhagavan. You have told that living all dharma, you should be saranagar, completely surrender to me. I am the husband of husband. I am Jagat Guru. So we are giving ourselves unconditionally surrender to your feet. You should accept us. If you are not accepting, then you have seen, you will have to go in hell and all other. Just begin to laugh. Here there is a slok in Srimad Bhagavat. Rajanne esa ghor rupa ghor sapka nishlevita pakiyat varajam neha shayam istrihi sumatyana. Krishna is telling that now it is very deep night. There is very deep andhaka, dark. And ghor rupa, ghor pramanse, very fearful, and Singha,
lion,
tiger, and Bhalu, deer, are roaming here and there. So you should go Pratijat Brajam to Assam, go to your home. Gopis are telling, we never go. We cannot go. You have taken our heart. So at first give, you have stolen our heart by flute. So give our heart and then we will return. Without taking our heart, only by physical body, minus heart, we cannot go. If we go, what we will do after going? So we will not go. One thing, you are very rusty. Your intention is that in this night we should stay here with you. You want. But we are very Pativrata. Husband, only one husband, that is called Pativrata. We never have seen any person leaving our husband. But today you are telling us, Rajanne Esa, it is night, it is dark, you should not go return to your house. You should be here. We will never stay here. We are going to our husband. Don't speak towards us. Seeing this, they began to return. Then Krishna called them again. So these are under the tree of Bansiva. Here all gopis gathered and Ras began, and from here Krishna vanished away with Radhika, and from here gopis became mad and were searching hither and thither, asking where is Krishna to every trees and creeper and tulasi. So when Krishna again appeared before gopis, they again came to the under this Bansiva. And again Krishna, he sat down on the dupatta of gopi. This is dupatta. One gopi took the legs of Krishna, feet of Krishna, in her lap, and was telling that, oh, you should not do like this. We have left everything for you, and you have left us. Don't again leave us. Another gopi catch hold of Krishna's right hand in her lap, her hands in hand, and began to weep. Oh, you are very much cruel. You should not do like this. One gopi took the left hand of Krishna, and she was only weeping, not doing nothing. One gopi, very far away from Krishna, standing, she was only watching and seeing towards Krishna, with like this, Bankim Bhru.
I broke.
Like what is?
Bow.
Bow. she was very angry and only thinking towards me. And by his side he was telling something Krishna. And by this gopi, by the sight of this gopi, Krishna ashamed so much and understood everything that gopi wanted to say Krishna. Then here Krishna told them, gopis, one gopi, again that gopi, very gopi, other Radhika, that was Radhika, the gopi who has taken the feet of Krishna, that was Shiva Chandravali, hands Shyamala and Bhadra. So at last gopi tells Krishna that O Krishna, there are three kinds of persons. One is that if anyone does prem, then he does prem. Priti to priti. And another kind of person is that whether anyone does prem or not prem, but yet he does prem. And third is whether you do prem or not prem, he will never do prem. So gopi atat Srimati Radhika is asking Krishna, three kinds of person, who are you? In three kinds of persons, in what type of you are? You are first or second or third? First you cannot be, because they are doing prem and you are not doing. Second, without doing prem or not doing he does prem, you cannot do. And third is like you. If anyone does prem or not, he does not prem. Perhaps you are in this category. Krishna began to laugh. He told that, O Priyatama, I am not of any one of these categories. One who does prem, after taking prem from anyone, if a man does prem and then he does prem, they are baniya. Baniya means that only merchant. If anything you will give, they will give something to you. So I am not merchant. In this prem, there is no dharma, no better quality of anything. They are parthi. Parthi means
selfish.
They are only selfish. So no dharma at all. Following? No dharma. Nothing good in this. Second type are father and mother and gurudev. If a sister or son or daughter loves or not loves his father, mother and guru, that not sorrow, yet they have kind sight on them. They love a wretched sister, son or daughter. They are dharmic and they are pure. And something, everything is better in them. I am not within these two categories. And you are accepting this. Now third category, there are four kinds of persons in this category, in last category. One, those who are Atmaram. Atmaram is a word in Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are remaining in his Atma. Mane, what is?
In English, self-satisfied. They're satisfied in the self.
That is Atmaram. Aptakam, those everything is fulfilled, nothing to have anything, no ambition, no anything. Yeah? Everything has been fulfilled. That is called Atmaram. Aptakam. Like Sukadeva Goswami, Sanat Sanandam, Sanat Kumar. They are all Aptakam. Or Atmaram, these are also Atmaram. Third is Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi means those who are not serving his father and mother and Gurudev. Then they are Guru Drohi, against Guru, evil doer of Guru and father and mother. They are very wicked persons. They are more than animals. They are Guru Drohi. And akritajna, ungrateful. If I am doing something good to you, but you deny, that is ungrateful. I am not anyone within this, in this Kosagari. I am not Aptakam. I am master and everything of Aptakam, not only Aptakam. I am Aradha of Aptakam. Atmaram, I am not Atmaram. But Atmaram,
what to do?
Thinking of me.
Thinking of me. And that is why they have become Atmaram and Atma. And I am not Guru Drohi. And so much greater than Guru Sevak also. And not ungrateful. Then why I disappeared? We have given everything and forget everything for your just own. You have given up your husband, your lajja means same wife. Women can leave everything, but not same. Same is more than of this woman. But you have left this also. Husband, children, everything. Even the happiness for bodies and self, anything. So, I wanted to give you something, some more thinking about me. So I disappeared, as if a very poor man, he has not a single pipe. And he, anyhow, very fortunate.
He is something,
a very coin of gold. Or Chintamani he wishes. But he don't know that what is this. He imagines that it is a piece of cloth, broken cloth money. Anyone took that Chintamani. He began to search where this piece of broken glass is, but he could not find. A man asked him, what you are searching? He told that, I'm searching, I have received any piece of broken glass, very, very good, looking good. So I'm searching. Oh, I have seen that thing. This was not a piece of glass broken, but it was parasmani, chintamani. By touching in iron, that iron will become gold. So precious thing. you have lost this. Hearing he began mad, began to cry, weeping, oh, I have lost this very valuable thing. And always remembering and weeping whole day and night. So you are loving me, but yet there is some lacking in your frame. I wanted that this would be fulfilled. So I vanished. That you should think, remember me. That is why I become married. That your frame should develop. Oh, that world will know that gopis are the last stage of frame. Jagat know, all world knows that in meeting how joyful they are, but in separation how they are, anyone does not know. Now they will know, and they will always remember you all gopis, not to me. They will think only the dust of gopi feet, bande nanda brajeshtinam padirunam abhiknata jasam hari kathod gita punas bhuvanasya koi bar dhari lakiyan dhari. I will not give anything in revenge, you know,
exchange
that you have given to me. So I will be always ready and ready to you. Ready?
Debtor
to you. So please be placed upon me. I will be debtor to you. All the daggers were done in under the tree of Pansiva. In nearby there is the place of Gopeshwar Mahadev. He came from Kailas at first and wanted to go to Bansivar to see pastimes of Ras Leela. But Gopi checked him at the sima of at the border of Vrindavan near Akur Ghat. This is the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. Shankar began to weep and began to meditate Yogamaya, Paunamasi. After 4,000 of years, it became visible to Shankar and told him to ask that you want. Shankar told that, I want to see the Ras Leela. Okay. Oh, you cannot see. Very, very durlabh for you. Any man having the abhiman, proud nahi hota hai, life proud, that I am woman and I am gopi, and my marriage has been done to a gopi. That gopi can see. Those who have no qualification, a male cannot go there. Any male rather than Krishna cannot see this. You are male, you cannot go. Then he began to wait and catch hold the feet of Yogamaya. Then he at once took the hands of Shankar and gave him in the Brahma Sarovar, and put him in the pond, that pond, Brahma Radha. And he put out of water, she became very, very beautiful gopi and told her, Purnima Devi, that you should be watched from there by hiding only in a kunja where now Gopiswar Mahadevi is situated in groves. Told nothing. When rat began, then gopis are saying paraspar, each other, and to Krishna, that today we are not feeling so happy, and no taste in rasa. Why? It seems that any person who has no qualification and not swajatiya qualification like gopis, some other nature person have come here. They began to search all gopis, lakhs and lakhs of gopis. At least they found a new gopi there. They catch hold of their beni and ask, "Who are you?" She cannot tell who is she, because Purnima Devi has not given any name. Who are you? What is the name here?